Harper had transferred the data from the radar into his laptop and used it as the basis for a computer model of the mound. It showed densely packed material, rock or stone, forming two intersecting double lines through the mound, a cross. They set the diggers to work at either end of one of the lines. "Why not just dig down in the middle?" Matt wondered. He was getting bored watching. The diggers seemed to have been at it for hours, peeling back layer after layer of topsoil. It was amazing how delicate the huge machines could be. "We want to preserve the context," Venture told him. "We dig along, making a trench. Then we can see the history and what else is going on. The radar image shows what looks like two parallel lines forming each of the arms of the cross. I'd like to know what they are." "What do you think they might be?" Matt asked. Venture's reply was interrupted by a shout from one of the men supervising the diggers. They ran to see what had been uncovered. It was an opening. A rectangular hole leading into the darkness. Weathered stone walls on either side formed a corridor into the very heart of the mound. Venture smiled and nodded, as if this was exactly what he had expected. Perhaps it was, Matt thought. It made sense. A way into the treasure house. There was a shout from the other side of the mound, and Matt guessed that the other digger had uncovered something very similar. Sven brought torches. Harper inspected the tunnel opening, rubbing his hands together in delight.
"I suggest we approach the problem from both ends," he said. "Julius, perhaps you and Robin would like to explore this tunnel, while Sven, would you take the other end?"
He turned to Matt.
"I assume you'd like to go with him and see what your father has been searching for so diligently, hm?"
"Of course," Matt agreed. He felt both excited and nervous at what they might find inside. Would there be treasure, or just a short tunnel ending in a wall or earth? "What about you?" Robin asked Harper.
"Oh, I'll wait here for you to report back."
"You don't want to see for yourself?" Matt asked, astonished. Harper was already sitting down on the raised edge of the mound and opening his laptop.
"I'll see soon enough, and I should hate to miss the excitement by being in the wrong tunnel. If you find anything, come straight back and tell me. Anyway, you're the ones who've done all the real work here."
He turned his attention to the screen.
"I shall write up my account while events are still fresh in my mind, unpolluted by memory and emotion."
"You're sure?" Venture asked him.
"Hurry back."
Venture nodded. "See you in the middle," he told Matt and Sven, and together with Robin, he stepped into the tunnel. Sven walked quickly to the other end of the mound. It was about 50 meters, and Matt had to almost run to keep up with the tall man.
"They'll be there before us," Matt said.
Sven did not answer, but Matt could see his eyes were gleaming with excitement.